Joining us now on the Sunrise Morning Show is Alan Pickett, the Executive Director of Catholic Charities, Diocese of Covington. Alan, good morning. Welcome back.
Anna, good morning. Thank you for having us again.
It's good to have you back. And, you know, Catholic Charities with the Diocese of Covington, you guys have had monthly guests on the Sunrise Morning Show for almost 2 years now. Just first of all, how have these interviews really impacted the work that you all have done?
Oh, well, yes, thank you, Anna. Just thinking about our ministry, we're the small diocese across the river from the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, but we actually cover 14 counties from Carroll County to the west and Lewis County to the east and Cynthiana in Harrison County to the south. So just having the opportunity to make your listeners aware of what we do in the Diocese of Covington, we just feel very blessed to be able to highlight different ministries each month from the staff who serve in four different categories: family and children, parenting and adoption is the first category. We have counseling programs, we have a housing program, and we do community outreach. So every month we've been able to feature one of our staff to talk about the different things we do. So we feel very blessed to be able to do that. And I guess I should also add that I think our ministry to serve and your radio ministry to teach, promote, and evangelize are very complementary, because by being able to use the voice of the radio, we can spread the news of what we do and make people aware of our presence in the Diocese of Covington and throughout the greater Cincinnati area as well, really.
Oh, most definitely. And it has really been a blessing to be able to feature all of the work you do for, I couldn't believe it was almost 2 years now, which is pretty incredible. Let's kind of step back and take a big picture look. Since you are the big picture guy at Catholic Charities Diocese of Covington, how do the scriptures form what you do there?
Oh, well, yes, thank you. I think everyone is familiar with Matthew 25, and we think about that throughout the year, because in Matthew 25, Jesus, you know, instructs us to feed the hungry, to welcome the stranger, to visit the sick and the imprisoned. So that's a, you know, certainly a very fundamental scripture basis for us. But just last Sunday, on the third Sunday of Advent, the gospel, we all know the second part of that gospel. John the Baptist says, you know, I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. But actually, the first part of that that gospel, the crowd is asking John, what should we do? And John the Baptist says to the crowd, whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise. So, you know, at this time of year in Advent, we're preparing for Christmas, and not only that, but we're already looking ahead to next year. The instructions from John the Baptist to share what we have with others really is also very much the heart of our ministry, and I think that scripture speaks to us every day. So we're grateful for the opportunity to serve, and certainly the scriptures form us in that way.
It's a beautiful reflection. Now, is there anything special that's going on at Catholic Charities in these final days leading up to Christmas?
Well, yes, there is. We've been reaching out to our clients who see us throughout the year in various programs, parenting, counseling, etc., and we've adopted about 60 families to provide Christmas gifts, not only to the children, but to the entire family, and also meals for their Christmas meal. So I know a lot of organizations and parishes do this. My parish has a giving tree where we take an ornament off the tree and then give one gift to one child. And I know other organizations like St. Vincent de Paul do likewise. But, you know, we feel very blessed to connect to our clients in a special way by this gathering of gifts and then sharing those with those we serve. So, Advent's a time of preparation and expectation. The other thing we're doing is we're already looking ahead to next year. So, you know, we have some plans. We're hoping to be able to expand the way we serve throughout our diocese. It's difficult sometimes to reach the far corners of the area that we serve, but we have some ideas to do that, so we're looking forward to that as well.
Oh, cool. Well, we'll look forward to hearing about it as things progress, assuming you're still willing to come on the show on a monthly basis.
Well, we absolutely will. We love the partnership with you, Anna. You and the radio station have really helped us to spread the word. And like I said, it's a very complimentary ministry that we share with you. So we're grateful for the opportunity, and we definitely want to continue if you're willing to have us.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Now, what can people do to help you at Catholic Charities, especially in this time of year?
Well, always we ask for prayer. We are a small ministry. The number we're able to serve isn't as large as some others, but we feel like we make a huge difference to those we do serve just by extending a hand to each and changing each life that we serve. So pray for us that we continue to do this work. If people want to volunteer, we have a number of ways that people can volunteer. We always are grateful for donations as well. And all of, people can find us on the website at covingtoncharities.org. They can call us and ask for our client care line or our volunteer coordinator, and they can reach us at 859-581-8974. And we would be grateful for any outreach. No gift is too small, and every effort is a blessing. And the cool thing is that when we give, we receive. That's the prayer of St. Francis. It's in giving that we receive, and we feel blessed that way all the time.